right, we're going to do now the holy letters of the Rebbe. So we're up to, in volume 4, up to letter 1024. And this is dated the 25th day of Iyar, in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, in Brooklyn, and Shalom Ubracha. Now, here the Rebbe is following up. He says, we had met in the Bet Midrash, in the study hall. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the encounter was, and the Rebbe says, I did not have the opportunity to see you again, so therefore I'm writing to you now, and I'm sending you my blessing for you, your daughter, and your son-in-law, that you should have much nachas from your grandson, and their son, and you should raise him the turtle chup maisim tovim. And as we stand now before the holiday of Shavuos, the time of the Torah giving, so it's brought down in the Medrash that God asks for a guarantee when he was sort of giving the Torah as a loan, or he's giving to the Jewish people. He wanted to have some guarantor that they're going to do the Torah. So it was only after the Jewish people gave the guarantee their children that they will fulfill the Torah, then God agreed to give us the Holy Torah. This needs to be a lesson for all of us, that everyone who wants to receive the Torah properly must put an effort in that his children and grandchildren, and also the children of other Jews, they should be educated in the path of Torah, and to help the institutions and all those that are working for the kosher education for Jewish children, girls and boys and girls, that they should be good from Jews. And the Rebbe's blessing, Chag Sameach, with regards to your son-in-law and daughter, with live with blessings of Mazel Tov. So I'm just going to guess that the Rebbe had maybe a casual encounter with someone, and the Rebbe made sure to follow up and to try to use that encounter to further encourage the person to encourage his children and grandchildren to give a good education.